Former member of Covenant Life Church, Larry Ellis Caffrey, was arrested on March 16th on charges of sex abuse and false imprisonment of a minor. Caffrey worked in the church's children's ministry. How is the church handling communications with congregants and especially parents, given that Caffrey worked in your children's ministry?
Yeah, this is a very current issue. Mm-hmm. And so it's one that literally as soon as this radio show is over, I'll be going back to my office and communicating with our church. We made one communication with the church where we did not mention Mr. Caffrey by name. And the reason was because we had a recent interaction with someone who was a spokesman for the victim, and they expressed a concern about the way that information was being disseminated publicly, and the victim at that time was not aware that the information was going out publicly. For that reason, we chose in the first communication to withhold his name. We've since been back in touch with this spokesperson, and literally, when I get back to my office, we'll be communicating more information in terms of when he was involved in our children's ministry, what processes we went through. One of the things I'm very grateful for, though I'm saddened by what's taken place, I'm saddened that this has occurred and that another person has been the victim, potentially of criminal activity. I am grateful for the fact that it did not take place on our church premises. It didn't take place in the context of our Discovery Land, our children's ministry, but obviously we're still very, very saddened that it nonetheless has happened.
Caffrey's the author of a book first published in 2005 called Years of Grace, Life of Mercy, in which he says, and this is a quote, "If I had daughters, I might sexually abuse them." Do you know if church leadership knew about that passage in his book when they brought him into a children's ministry?
This is something that we've been talking about, trying to get as much information as we can. What happened was Mr. Caffrey had written a letter to the senior pastor at the time and said that some members of the church had read his book and that they was wondering why it wasn't in our bookstore. So he wrote a letter to the senior pastor. The senior pastor handed the book over to another pastor who gave the book a cursory read. It wasn't a front-to-back thorough read, but it was a cursory read for the purpose of evaluating, should this be in the bookstore? And that's the reason why, at that time, he did not pick up the detail.
Slipped through the cracks.
It slipped through the cracks.